This is Tony from A Minute to Midnight, talking with former Illuminati member Carolyn Hamlett about the satanic plot for the destruction of humanity. In this particular discussion, we will be talking about the issue of deep underground military bases, UFOs, and the alien agenda. So that brings us to a logical next point then, as I was wondering what your thoughts are about deep underground military bases. Have you got any thoughts or had any experiences with those?
Yes. Well, actually, I have some fragmented memories of being in places that I knew were underground military bases. I didn't know that I didn't know people called them, had the letters spelled out for dumbs, deep underground military bases. Memories of when I was a little girl, seeing, kids being taken there, being injected with things. It's like seeing kids in cages, wolves that, there's just horrific stuff. Kids were just thrown to wolves, and I watched children being torn apart. And this was down in, I think it was Denver. That's what my mind tells me. I haven't been able to talk to people that have been there yet to identify, for me to describe what I've seen and what I experienced. Actually, I've talked to somebody that has validated some of that from other survivors. One, I've seen deformed humans, a man that was a Cyclops that was at that same underground military base. And he was probably 8 feet tall, one eye, pointed teeth. They do have places I've seen different, it's like experiments. They look like a lot human and some not so human, that are in glass cages and some tubes, they're in liquid. I don't know if it's liquid oxygen or just liquid. When I was a teenager, I was in some underground military base where I was shown, it was how they injected canine genes into the human egg and actually inserted into a female dog and showed me the babies that were born that looked human. And I was able there. Then I was introduced to one of the grown ones from that litter, who was about 18 years old. I know it sounds unbelievable, but they showed me this, and then they told me that they adopted out these children to families that didn't know that they were not human, and they kept track of them. This is just one of the minor things that was involved in the secret programs involved in genetics. And I don't know exactly why they did that, but they did. Also, I've seen other beings like the Greys with American military, high-ranking military. Real-life Grey beings in physical form doing business with the military. I've seen physical forms that where they looked human, but yet I was told they were not human. I've seen ones that someone has said that called Dracos, or no, not Dracos, Doros, or Deros, that have elephant face things. And I was handed over to them on occasion it was in a military base, handed over to them, to these beings that aren't human, but they're...
Old would you have been at that point?
I was a child. Those memories are when I was a child. Very horrifying creatures. And they look like men, except their head is... they look like kind of heavy-set men. The ones I saw didn't wear clothes, which was pretty horrifying to a little kid also. And they had heads that were shaped like an elephant's head. Didn't have the big ears, but had a trunk, kind of a nose. So I've seen those. And, when I was older and I was involved with... Actually, it was the Game and Fish Commission and search and rescue people. I was confronted along with a friend of mine that was a former Navy SEAL. We were confronted with a group at when we had dinner one night, and for a meeting, we were confronted by one of our friends who was working in the government. And this involved something that he was wanting to create at Homestead Air Force Base in Florida. And it had to do with some of the underground stuff they already had going there. And it was due to a special ops group to pick anybody in it that the best people to train, anybody in the whole world that can just pay the fee. No questions asked. They could pay the fee. This was before 9/11. So I knew of that military base. My friend, that kind of scared me, so I didn't talk to my friend for a couple years until after like 9/11. And I found out he didn't take the position. But, you know, at that point, if I wanted to, I could have been a part of that. Consciously, I didn't know that I knew a lot about survival training. There were symptoms of that. I didn't know that I had been trained by the military. I had flashbacks of memory, but the thing is, I was a sharp shooter. I could pick up, first time I remember picking up a firearm. It was a .45. It was a revolver. And I picked that thing up, held it like a pro, shot bullseye after bullseye after bullseye, not without flinching. And nobody could believe I'd never fired a gun before. Well, I was a natural. How did that happen? So anyway, there's other things in my background to talk about another time that backs up that I know I had special training and why the government was ready to trust me to mention stuff like that, secret programs in front of me, when they knew it was consciously me, Carolyn Hamlet, consciously there, and not an alter that was trained, a Delta trained alter, because I think they knew more about me than I did about me at that time.
Interesting. And I had wondered whether you'd had experiences with entities that are masquerading, calling themselves gray aliens.
Yes, numerous, very, very much in depth. Might have to do another talk about that. You know, it's not one of my most fun things to talk about, but it seems to be an interest. Well, a lot of people are just very, very interested in them. And it's, you know, but it's like not my favorite thing. Maybe it's because...
not mine either, to be honest, but...
Yeah, but maybe some people need to hear some of this stuff. I'll tell you one helpful thing. And this comes from even a friend of mine who's not a Christian, but he's very honest. He's probably one of the most knowledgeable people I know that has to do with extraterrestrials, UFOs, and experiences, firsthand experiences. Even he said that numerous people have come to him and told him that their abductions have been stopped by just claiming and saying in the name of Jesus. So, here we have it. You know, I haven't had the opportunity to say that. I mean, the last time I was abducted was probably a couple of years ago. I told the things just to take me back.
That's interesting. So it's happened even that recently.
Yes, yes. But I can sense them when they're near. And I just rebuke it in the name of Jesus, and I pray, and I'm done with it. But the thing is, I know how they operate. I know the fear that they put out. It's false. And it's like a drug it's like a spider that'll want to numb you and you can't move. And they do that first. They pump out the fear to keep you so you won't move, and then they pump out with they send out a type of gray that's the tall thin ones usually for this, and have like a feminine type of air about them. First they scare you to death, and then they try to tell you it's okay, you're not going to be hurt, you know. It's like they do that at the same time.
Yeah.
So, but yet, if you can consciously get ready in your own mind, if something like that happens, whether you think it's a dream or not, you know, you can use it in your dreams, and you know, don't try to even guess. Like, am I dreaming? Who cares whether you're dreaming or not? If it's a dream, it's good practice. So just say in the name of Jesus.
So Carolyn, the natural next question then is: you mentioned something about crafts. So have you had experience with aliens and crafts and alien technology? What sort of light can you shed on that for us here?
Yes, I've had lots of experience with different types of beings that people call aliens. First of all, I'd like people to know that every single one of those is a part of Satan's spiritual hierarchy, which is Lucifer's spiritual hierarchy, same thing. They're anti-God, anti-Jesus Christ, anti-us. They work through people. They work through demonic spirits. They work through hybrid beings to orchestrate the plan of Satan, which is to bring, is to not only take over our planet, but to use us and rule us and bring destruction. So I can talk about this on beginning with, gosh, there's different ways I can talk about this because it involves our military around the world. It involves the plan back when I was talking about when they were trying to change post-World War II into what we have now, take people away from the Judeo-Christian values and morality into thinking anything goes. And actually, the goal is to be in agreement with Satan and what Satan wants, even though many people don't believe in Satan, but they're still in agreement with what Satan wants. Satan needs to use people in order to get stuff done because humans have dominion and authority that those beings do not have. It's a spiritual law. That's why they use us. So in the, I guess what I could start with is back in the 1950s, I knew that the Master Flarian at that time, who is actually, he's the right hand of Satan himself, that the Master Flarian is actually called the father of the plan. Satan is like the father of the plan, but much of the plan was drawn up by the master that people call the Master Flarian. He's not good. He's evil, totally evil. I knew this being very well, probably more than most people out there that thinking they know him. I probably knew him better. It's, you know, nothing to brag about. It's just a fact. I just knew him. So I've known of him since I was a child. I knew that he was the one who decided the attack plan, one of the attack plans to get going on changing people's outlook on the Bible and to get people more in line with Satan's plan was, number one, they were going to do several things at once. One was to increase UFO phenomena. At one point, the governments would be saying that it doesn't exist. On the other hand, they were going to increase the UFO, people seeing UFOs. There, people were going to be more people were going to be abducted. And this was to get people to, one of the reasons was to get people to think outside of the box, to start looking in physics, which would lead them into metaphysics, which would, they would also at the same time, another part of the plan was to be teaching Darwinism in school from elementary school on up, pushing Darwinism, which is evolution, because Satan's plan is based on the lie of evolution, spiritual evolution, physical evolution, and that it's spiritual evolution that pushes the physical evolution. That's a lie, but that's what Satan's plan is. That's such a diabolical lie. So the part is, if they're introducing the UFO phenomena and also the thought that there's highly evolved beings that have technology that we don't have, that some of them are going to talk to us and show us the way, then it's going to take us away from the Bible. It's going to get us to follow them. So at the same time, church infiltration. It's also to send in the people like what my mother was doing and to get people to buy into the metaphysics. It's to tell people that they're more highly evolved, that they can understand better the higher teachings. They aren't higher teachings. They're lies. Okay. So it's, if you want to study physics. But the fact is that the metaphysics that are being pushed are, and through churches, are from the pit of hell, so to speak. They're from Satan himself. And that is part of the plan to get people away from Jesus Christ and the truth, who is Jesus Christ. So that was like the beginning where people were beginning to see more and more of the UFO phenomena, and it's increased through the years. It's going to continue to be increased.
So are these UFOs that people are seeing, are they actual physical craft?
Some of them are actually physical crafts. Some of them are our own. They're made by humans through alien, I call it alien technology. That's just what people know it as. There's actually from the fallen ones. They're not aliens, they're fallen beings and hybrids of fallen beings. I know this from my own experience. I know this from working in Satan's spiritual hierarchy, that this is part of the end time plan, that they were going to have some of the ones in crafts. They were going to masquerade as highly evolved beings and try to get people to believe that these guys have the answer and that they can take humanity to the next spiritually highly, to the next level, take the earth to the next level. So these crafts, some of the crafts are actually holographic images. We have the technology now, humans have the technology to create holographic images too. A lot of the crafts are physical. Some crafts are actually beings that can manifest as crafts. There are some crafts that are, the best way to call it is biomechanical. There are some that are interdimensional crafts. Most of them are, they could go interdimensional travel. There are crafts that you go on in the inside of the craft. It looks small from the outside, but the inside enters into another dimension. A lot of people have reported this. It's because it does enter into another dimension. They can slice through water as if water doesn't exist. They can go through mountains of solid objects because they are able to go in through, part of it is manipulate matter and go into another dimension. These beings are interdimensional also. And they've shared this information with humans because, like I've said before, they need humans to carry out the will that they want. So they give technology to humans and they're actually using it against the humans at the same time.
So you don't believe that these aliens are coming from another planet, some distant star somewhere, that they're actually coming from another dimension? Would I be correct in assuming that?
Well, they're both. They can be in the third dimensional realm even on another planet. What they originally came from are from Satan's, they're fallen ones in one way, shape, or form. They're fallen ones serving Satan's spiritual hierarchy. Some of them believe that they're operating independently of Satan's spiritual hierarchy. But I know from being in Satan's spiritual hierarchy that they keep tabs on these individuals, that they use them just like they cattle can be herded. Satan's a slimy snake oil salesman, and he and his group know how to manipulate all kinds of demonic entities to think that it's the demonic entity thought of it themselves and they're operating on their own, but they're not. They're being used. In fact, even sometimes pitting one against another is use. Even if Satan can gather the energy, negative energy that comes from pitting, whether it's demons against each other or pitting humans against each other, there's energy that Satan can benefit from. Well, people want to think about that when you're tapped into God or Heavenly Father, which we can only be fully tapped into Him as it's because of the work of Jesus Christ, we're able to have that reestablished connection to Him. We get energy from Him. Now, these beings are separated from God. They have to get their own energy from somewhere else. So they're going to steal it, and they're going to steal it from us if they can. So the one way to protect yourself, the only way to protect yourself is to be in God through Jesus Christ. Be in Christ. If you look up the word in Christ, it means womb. We're like in His womb. So there again, it's Bible study. There's study the Word of God. Things are going to start making a whole lot more sense, even when it comes to these entities. Okay, one of the most important things that I've experienced that I would like people to know about and to take to heart. No, you know, you don't even need to remember my name. It doesn't matter whether you remember my name or not. It's the some of the things that are most important. And one was, of course, the fact that I believe that the organization is going to use the counterfeit of Jesus Christ that I saw and have stood before. They're going to use that to fake the second coming of Christ. So get to know Jesus Christ the best you possibly can. Know the genuine article. Because in order to know a counterfeit, you have to know the genuine article first. And Satan is the best counterfeiter there is. Another very, very important thing, it's been called to my attention even more so recently how important this is, because somebody contacted me and said that something I'd said on a previous program had actually saved her husband's life. And I thought, what could I say that could save somebody's life? Well, it turns out that it was something I had said several years ago. It had to do with near-death experiences. When the story goes back to when I was working in Satan's spiritual hierarchy and I was with some of the top ascended masters, one of the things we did was there were times where we would go into an aircraft or a bus full of people. We, as far as I knew, what everybody else on the bus was told, or the plane was told, is that the plane was going to crash or the bus was going to crash, that the people were going to be killed. And anybody who would go with them, the ascended masters, or me, you know, that, or go to the light, would not feel the pain. They would tell people they would try to get people to leave their bodies and go to the light or come to them. Now, these beings, of course, some of these beings appeared as physical people dressed like regular human beings. And some of them appeared in ethereal forms, like astral forms, but made sure that the people could see them. Just like if somebody sees an apparition like a ghost, this happens, some people can see those things. Well, this is what these beings have a capacity to do, appear physically. Sometimes they'll appear as like angels, like some of these beings did. Well, the thing is, I realized after I got out of the organization that these beings were telling him to go to the light. Well, whose light was that? It wasn't the light of God. It wasn't Jesus Christ. So what I tell people now, and what I said in this one program, is don't go to the light. If any of these beings come to you, go, just call on the name of Jesus Christ. That is a sure way to know that you are going to be going to God, and that it will be Jesus Christ. Call on him, say, in the name of Jesus Christ. And that is going to be a whole lot better way than it's going to be to go to a light. So this, what happened was this, this young lady told me that her husband had heard about the program through her. And it was a few months later, he suffered a heart attack. And during that time, beings appeared to him and tried to get him out of his body and was trying to get him to go to the light. And he had remembered, even when he was in that state, he remembered what she had told him. It echoed in his head that what she had said. And he called on the name of Jesus Christ. He was not a Christian at the time, but he called on the name of Jesus Christ and he was able to get free. He is alive today and he's a Christian now.
Wow, so that's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't save anybody's life. It was the Holy Spirit of God. It was Jesus Christ. But I thank God that this information just gets out. It got out to one person. I tell everybody I can about that, because you may not believe in Jesus Christ now. You may laugh at what I'm saying, but when it gets to that point, maybe you do have a chance. Well, I tell people now, call on the name of Jesus. If you find yourself in any situation where the white light is there, or somebody's trying to tell you go to the white light, say, in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, I call on Jesus Christ, because I'm just thinking that they had who knows what they were doing with people, their souls or spirits, or I don't know. I'd like to mention something about several of the popes, just something interesting for people to look at, that's interesting about how some Illuminati numbers show up. I mean, if you really took time to study stuff about the popes, you'd probably find a lot more. I don't necessarily think that everybody needs to go out and spend a lot of time on Illuminati numerology. Time would be better spent and reading the Word of God and getting as close to knowing Jesus Christ as possible. But just a few things that I just noticed. And one was Pope John Paul I. He was only in office not that long, okay? The days he was in office were 33 days, 33. That's another popular Illuminati number. Another thing about 33, it can be broken down into like 11, which is another possible number another number that they like. But there are a lot of interesting coincidences or strange things revolving around his death, which is it was believed he's poisoned. So it's just interesting they waited for the 33-day part. Thing about John Paul II, Pope John Paul II, is I saw him in a ceremony, and it was at a cathedral, and I think it was Europe. I don't know. I wasn't physically there. I was out of the body, but John Paul II wasn't in his body either. He was in his astral body. It was a high ceremony. I'll tell you what the ceremony, a little bit about what it was about, and it had to do, it's a sick ceremony, but when you think about some of the symbolism, it kind of makes sense. And I can't tell too much about everything behind this, but it had to do with the marriage of a mother and son. And the son happened to be the one that the organization brought in to be the Christ, their anointed one. He was married to his physical mother, the one that gave birth to a body that was not a human body. It was part human and part, it was like a hybrid body. Okay, well, in the organization, they do a lot of this, that the term comes to mind. They like to bastardize things. They like to blaspheme God. And in this ceremony, it was like a total blaspheming of God, and all that God sees is holy. That's what they do. They get energy from that. So Pope John Paul II was there, and he actually thought he was some big deal being there, because in the organization, no one gets to these ceremonies unless they're high up on the ladder of spirituality in the hierarchy, which means they're tuned into that vibration that these evil ascended masters vibrate on. So the Pope was thinking he was all high and mighty because he made it to the ceremony. There are no calling cards, no invitations sent out to the ceremony. It's only those who are tuned in enough to know what's going on. And he prided himself over the fact that he was tuned in enough to get there. Well, the ascended masters were actually, they thought it was kind of humorous that he thought he was some big deal being there, when kind of like he thought he should be honored, when in fact, you know, not much attention was being called to him at all. So that's something about John Paul II. Before he was declared legally dead, I was telling people that they were not going to announce that he was dead until the 2nd of April, 2005. This was because he was already sick, but I said they're going to declare that he passed away on that day, because in two types of numerology, it adds up to their numbers, the Illuminati numbers. One way you add it is 11, and another way you add it is 13. I told people he died, I think it was a couple of days before they actually announced it. I just knew that he did. I just could sense it. And I can't prove that I was correct. I'm just saying that that's what they did, announce his death on that date, which happened to be another Illuminati number day.
You have been listening to part 4 in our series of interviews with Carolyn Hamlett, former Illuminati member. You can find Carolyn's web blog at beyondthephysicalrealm.com. I suggest you check it out. And also, if you don't want to miss any of this interview series with Carolyn, then I suggest that you subscribe to our A Minute to Midnight YouTube channel, because we have more interviews yet to come with some more information that people may
consider pretty out there and, in fact, even shocking in places. So that's it for us for today, and thank you for listening, and be sure to catch us in the next episode. Thank you.